Welcome and five kennies.
Hello and welcome back to the Five Kennies podcast. It's been a while since our last podcast in November 2010. We've been very busy with work in Eastleigh and with the Guardians of Hope, but we want to let you know that Eric and I have a lot of audio content for the podcast. We just haven't got around to editing it, but slowly we're hoping to be able to catch up as we want to get back into our routine of publishing a monthly podcast from here in Kenya. Today we have a part of an interview with Bishop Timothy Dambuki from the African Brotherhood Church. Around the world, Canadian Baptist Ministries works in partnership with national churches and denominations. In Kenya, we have official partnerships with the African Christian Church and Schools, ACCNS, and the African Brotherhood Church, or ABC. We also work in partnership in Muslim ministry with a number of community-based organizations, as well as the Eastleigh Community Center, which is a ministry of the Presbyterian Church of East Africa. Today, in the interview with Bishop Dambuki, we want to give you a chance to learn a little bit more about one of our partners, to learn a little bit about their history, as well as how the African Brotherhood Church has moved cross-culturally, not only in Kenya, but throughout East and Central Africa. So we hope you enjoy this conversation. It was recorded in Mitaboni at the East African Integrated College this past December.
Yes, I'm Timothy Nzioki Ndambuki, Bishop African Brotherhood Church. We cover East and Central Africa. Yeah, and currently we have only one bishop.
So you're
so I am the head of the church.
You're the head of the church.
Yes.
So the African Brotherhood Church, or Africa Brotherhood Church.
Yeah.
The Africa Brotherhood Church has been a national church within Kenya since 1945.
Yeah.
And it's grown. So it's not just in Ukambani. It's not just in this part of Kenya. Can you tell us about how the church has expanded?
Yeah, since 1945, ABC grew from Lower Eastern, from one ethnic group, the Kamba people, who started the church back in 1945. It has spread to East and Central Africa, outreaching cross-culturally. Of late, I counted, it's like now we've reached around 30 ethnic groups in East and Central Africa. So the church, but the church is dominantly in Ukambani. Mm-hmm. Ukambani is a main sponsor of missions to the rest of those other places, because we've sent missionaries in Uganda, in Rwanda, in Tanzania, and with the support from this area, and they are propagating the gospel there, equipping pastors there, giving leadership to the indigenous in those other countries, to make sure that the church stands and become sustainable.
So Bishop, the church started here with Kamba people,
yeah,
and has grown to include people of 30 different tribal backgrounds, 30 yeah. different languages, I imagine,
cultures.
Does your church, in order to do that, does it use Kiswahili? Is the common language, or how do you cross those so many cultures?
Yes, in our churches. Well, since when we realized that we were moving from one ethnic group to outreach others, we emphasized that Kiswahili should remain a medium of communication. In our services in town, whether we are all Kambas, we preach in Kiswahili. Mm-hmm. So that also attracted other people, because we don't want to put other people off by yeah. speaking our mother tongue yeah. in all urban areas. So many urban areas speak Kiswahili. And you know, Tanzanian people mm-hmm. are good in Kiswahili, and that is their national language. So Congo, many people speak Swahili. Mm-hmm. So we reached them. And during the war, many pastors came to Kenya. And when they came to Kenya as refugees, they joined a Bible schools. And like the one who is in Congo now was here for 6 years.
Hmm.
And then after he was trained, he served in Kenya. He has a lot of experience about ABC and has gone back to help planting churches in Congo. And also in Rwanda, the advantage is Kiswahili because they speak French, we speak English. So
it's the common Kiswahili, language.
Yeah, common. And Uganda the same.
Mm.
Yes, so Kiswahili has been an advantage to our spreading of the gospel and planting of churches in those areas.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so today, as the church has grown, how many churches make up the African Brotherhood Church?
We have 775 churches.
Wow.
Yeah, in East and Central Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as those churches reach out, do you have any sense of the number of members, the number of people who are now a part of the church?
Yes, we are now. In fact, ABC is not so big church,
mm-hmm.
but it is about 150,000 people.
Yeah, that's a big church.
150,000 people. Yeah. Because when I came to the office of the bishop, I tried to come up with the correct mm-hmm. data. That is what it tells me. But the church is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's certainly been a missionary church, which is exciting. And what I mean by that is a church that wants to reach out, a church that wants to share the gospel with people who haven't experienced the life of Christ.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Five Kennies podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about the ministry that we're part of here in Africa, please check out our blog at fivekennies.blogspot.com. And you can also learn more about what Canadian Baptists are doing in Africa and throughout the world at cbmin.org.